time for honesty, my friends. I don't know about you, but there are times when I just get flat out tired. Tired of trying to be a good Christian. There are times when I would just like to quit. I've had it. I've had enough of this. I'm tired of the responsibilities. I'm tired of everybody looking at me. I'm tired. I just want to sit back, pick up a Coke, put my feet up, turn on the TV, and dive into the junk that our culture gives us these days. I don't want to do this anymore. There are times, in my honest moments, there are times when I just want to give up. Bye. I'm hitting the high road. I'm serious. There are times when I want to quit. I get tired.
Amen.
Thank you. In our honest moments, my friends, there are times. Another meeting at the church. Another Bible study. Another Sunday. I'd like to have a Sunday where I can sit at home and just watch the political shows on television and watch the ball games and just sit back and read the paper and enjoy myself. And not have to be here. There are times, this is bare honesty, friends, when doing this Christian stuff gets pretty dry. When doing this Christian stuff gets pretty parched. When doing this Christian stuff just gets to be too much, and I want to get away, there comes a time when I get thirsty and exhausted and tired of trying to be the kind of person, the kind of Christian that I know you expect me to be, and that I know other people expect me to be, and that I know the bishop expects me to be, and frankly, that I know I expect me to be. There comes a time when this Christian stuff gets exhausting. When those moments come, my friends, when those honest moments hit us, it's a warning. It's an alarm. It's a red flashing light blinking at us from the distance saying, watch out! You're not feasting, you're not drinking, you're not putting your roots down in the wonderful, glorious truth and water of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Instead, you're trying to depend upon yourself. In those moments when you feel as though you're at your wit's end, guess what? You are. You've been trying to do it by your own strength and not by the strength of Jesus. That happened to me last night. I went to the symphony last night. Most of you know I've been suffering from a relapse of the post-thrombotic syndrome that has been bothering me since actually the beginning of the year. What ended up putting me in medical leave several years ago now, the pain of the result of it is starting to come back to me a little bit again. And it's been getting better and then worse and then better, and I'm getting tired of it. Well, I thought last night, I got tickets to the symphony, don't want to miss. Oh well, I'll go. So I went and got up to my seat and sat down and enjoyed the symphony, had a great and wonderful time. At the intermission, I went downstairs to get something to drink, and I didn't think I was going to make it back up the two flights to the balcony. I was hurting. Oh, I was hurting. Everything I could do to get to my seat. And I thank God I had a front rail seat so I could put my foot up on the rail and rest it for the second half. And then I was worried, how am I going to make it to my car with my leg hurting like this? So I got up and started walking and I started praying, oh please Lord God, let me make it. And I got down the first flight of steps and it was hurting so bad I had to stop and sit down. I rested for 5 minutes as the people, you know, shuffled by me leaving and they were still going by, and I finally got up and walked again and got down to the main floor there at the Meyerson, and I couldn't go any further. I had to find a seat and sit down. Sweat, cold sweat pouring off my forehead, the pain so bad I started turning my stomach, you know, getting kind of ill, getting worried I'm not going to make it, getting afraid. I thought, okay, here we go. I'm on the other side of the parking garage, down 3 floors. Oh, Lord. So I got up and I went down the next flight of stairs to the very bottom ground floor, which is actually underground. Got to the bottom of the stairs. I couldn't make it any further. I went and I sat down on one of the benches there beside the door while people were still filing past and sat there. And then I heard a little voice, the voice of a little girl, asking me, "Are you okay?" I opened my eyes, and there was this young girl. You know, pigtails, little dress. Absolute darling little girl. I had seen her from my seat up in the balcony, down on the ground floor, 3 rows from the front, with her mother, I suppose. And she had been in rapt attention as the solo violinist had played. And I said, "I'm hurting. I'm going to have trouble getting to my car, but I'll make it. Okay, thank you." And she looked at me, and she says, "Don't worry, Jesus will go with you. He'll walk with you." And then her mother came up, and I said, "Hello." And she apologized, and I said, no. Your daughter just told me something I needed to hear." And then I got up, and I said, "In the name of Jesus, I can walk." And I got up, and I walked. And I walked down to the door and down those last flight of stairs into the garage, across the Meyerson garage, into the cathedral garage, and then down the 3 levels to my car. And as I walked, each step a step of faith, the pain went away. I had been depending upon myself. I had been depending upon drugs, pain medication. I had been depending upon my own ability to grit my teeth and bear the pain and walk anyway without giving a thought to saying, "Jesus, walk with me." Until the small little voice in the form of this sweet young girl asked me if I was okay, and then told me, reminded me, said to me, "Jesus will go with you. He will walk with you." My friends, sometimes we get into a parched land, a land that is described here in the passage, in the reading today from the prophet Jeremiah. "Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals, and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord." My friends, when we begin trusting in our own flesh, in our own abilities, in our own strength, we are going to fail. If we try to live this Christian life by our own abilities, by our own strength, by our own will, by our own sight, by our own strength and abilities, we're going to fail. You know what? I'm convinced we don't really believe that. We think, well, if we don't depend upon our own strength, what else can we depend on? My friends, as we'll hear in a moment, we can't depend on our own strength. Indeed, it says it right here in Jeremiah. "Whose hearts turn away from the Lord, they make their flesh their strength." When we depend upon ourselves and our own abilities to fake, to put on the outward show, to pretend as though we are really Christians, to pretend as though we are really doing what Jesus calls us to do, if what we are doing comes from our own will and our own strength and our own intellects, and not from the gifts and graces of Jesus Christ our Lord, then we are going to fail. We can put on a good show. We can put on a good face. We can put on some good clothes and look like good Christians and behave for a while like good Christians. But my friends, eventually, it's going to become parched. It's going to become dry. It's going to become like a land of salt, as Jeremiah said. "They shall be like a shrub, a bush in the desert, and shall not see when relief comes, They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Today's message is simple. If we are trying to live by our own grace, by our own strength, by our own gifts, by our own abilities, if we are depending upon ourselves for our salvation, for good works, for the Christian life, we're in trouble. If we're depending upon us, we're lost. We are like a shrub, a bush, with very shallow roots in a salty land. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it at all. Blessed, he wrote, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. Wow. Let's take that a piece at a time. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Now that's two important points right there. Who trusts in the Lord. What is that? What does that mean? Who have faith in, who exercise faith in, who actually move their bodies, their lives, in trust with the Lord. And not just that, but whose faith, whose strength, whose grace and gifts comes from the Lord. From the faith of Jesus Christ, to put it in the Christian perspective, from the faith of Jesus Christ, our faith flows. From the trust of Jesus Christ in the Father to raise Him from the dead, our trust flows that Jesus will go with us. Whose trust is in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree, not some little shrub, not some tiny little bush, scrappy and barely hanging on and producing itty-bitty little leaves. No. Not a shrubby, little bushy something. No. Tree. Big, strong, powerful tree. Planted by water. Not in the desert. Not by salt. But by water. Sending out its roots by the stream. Where does our strength come? Where does our gift and grace come? Where does the ability to live the life Jesus calls us to live come from? It comes from the streams of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It comes from the gospel. It comes from the Holy Scriptures. It comes from prayer. It comes from fellowship together. It comes from the Holy Communion, the sacraments, baptism, Holy Communion. It comes through all the many means of grace, the instruments that God has given us to fuel and empower us for Christian life and ministry. That's the streams that our roots are called to be planted into. Not a desert where there is salt, but the streams of water that flow from God. If our roots are planted there, there's going to be nothing to fear. It shall not fear when heat comes. That doesn't mean that heat won't come. It doesn't mean that pain doesn't come. It doesn't mean that things don't get difficult. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have trials and tribulations. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be opposition. My friends, when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, when you put your roots down into the streams of the gospel, when you trust in the Lord, you're asking for trouble from Satan. You're hanging a target on your rear end saying, kick me, and he'll do it too. The heat will come. The trials and tribulations will come. The trouble will come. And my friends, when it does come, You don't have to be afraid because your roots are planted in the streams of God. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. Wow. In the year of drought, it is not anxious. It does not cease to bear fruit. Even when everyone else is thirsting, even when the pain is great and the fear is great, oh, I'm not going to be able to get up and preach in the morning. I'm going to tell you, I sat there during the second half listening to this wonderful, beautiful Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet suite. Oh, it was glorious. But I sat there half the time worrying about whether or not I was going to have to preach sitting down today. Instead of enjoying the music, I was sitting there fretting, worrying, doing exactly what I shouldn't be doing. Not trusting in God, but worrying about what I'm going to have to do to make it possible for me to get up here and preach, forgetting that it isn't my responsibility. It's God's. My friends, the same is true for you. Oh, I don't think I can go to another work day at the church. I don't think I can go to another choir practice. I don't think I can do another Christmas or Easter program. I don't think I can do another Bible study. I don't think I can stand another session of these 30-plus sessions of disciple Bible study. I don't think I can take it any longer. My friends, if you're depending on you, you can't. But if your roots are buried deep in the streams of the gospel, in the streams of the love of God, in the streams of God's grace, then God through you can and will. If you will step out in trust, in faith in God, and allow the faith of Jesus Christ to move and work through you, you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. But it takes faith. It takes faith, my friends. Trust. Trust in the Lord. For the trust of the Lord to move through you. And to do that, to have that faith, your roots must be planted in the streams of God's love, God's presence, God's grace. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. My friends, even in the hard times, if we are depending upon the grace of Jesus Christ, then God will work through us. Even when we see everything speaking against the gospel, if we continue in trust, God will work through us and we will have fruit and the leaves will be green. And that doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. It doesn't mean it's not going to be painful. It doesn't mean there's not going to be trials and tribulations and oppression and difficulty. It's going to be hard. But my friends, it's going to be possible through the grace and the strength of Jesus. I was so worried I wasn't going to be able to get up here to preach. I sat there and fretted. And it was a combination of being afraid I wouldn't be able to get up here and preach today and being afraid I wasn't even going to be able to get down to my car last night. And not only that, but then drive back home. Until that little girl asked me how I was doing and then reminded me that I wasn't alone, that God was there, that Jesus would walk with me. My friends, she reminded me to put my roots in the streams of the gospel, to put my roots down into the means of grace, to put my roots down into the streams of God's water, of God's strength. And my friends, that's what we need to be doing too. Let us let our roots go down like a tree into the streams of God's grace. Don't be a bush or a shrub out in the salt land. Be a tree in God's garden with your roots planted in the wonderful means of grace. And give thanks to God for His strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.